My understanding is, Ross, that you've been connected with Quakers for about 10 years, around 2004, I think. The way you're talking, it's like, well, all my deep Quaker roots, and I'm kind of amazed. I sometimes think that the new people come in are those with the clearest vision, because they're not dulled by habit.
There might be a little bit of convert's zeal behind what I'm saying. I think that what I have learned from being a Quaker is that it's very important, both in the silence internally, to ask, what is the one thing that Spirit is speaking to me right now? As a community, for us to be asking, what is the one thing in this meeting right now that Spirit is saying to us as a corporate body? To let all of the noise, both within our heads and the noise from people in our meeting that are distractions or unhealthy in various ways or not giving messages the way we want them to give messages, and to ask ourselves, what is the one thing that Spirit is trying to do? And if that's not the one thing, to just let it be and go after that one thing. And so I think folks who have been steeped in this tradition from birth or for over time will start to focus on the sort of periphery stuff and forget the sort of central things that, for me, from coming from the outside, it's so easy for me to see, like, this is what is working. This is where life is. This is what, in contrast to all this other stuff that I've experienced. And so I think that it does allow for some clarity that may not be as easy if you know, it's hard for a fish to know that it's in water, or however the saying goes.